This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first half of the second regular session of the 99th General Assembly.
Senate and the House is operating the way it should be.
Where you hear people up for a long period of time are those areas where we don't agree.
Missouri senators say it has been a productive 2.5 months. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says progress has been made on several issues.
Speaker and I, the two majority leaders, have a clear path forward.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds measures that pass generally reflect the majority of the Missouri Senate.
I think if you look at the bills that pass, a majority of bills that move through the process are bills that have bipartisan support.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City says Senate Bill 617, 611, and 667 tax reform legislation includes several senators, not just the sponsor.
Working with members of both parties, trying to find out what their concerns are.
Senator Shoup points out her concerns with the proposal.
The senator kept saying that this is a revenue-neutral proposal. I have said to him it needs to be a general revenue-neutral proposal.
Senator Richard points out economic development remains his top priority in the remaining 8 weeks of session.
We still create jobs and we produce opportunity for job training and job expansion.
Senator Shoup says she agrees with improving economic development opportunities.
The question always becomes, how do you get to that end goal?
Right.
In looking ahead to the second half of the legislative session, Senator Kehoe mentions a part of tax reform includes an increase to the state gas tax.
The 10-cent gas tax, along with the indexing, was put on the tax bill, and that is a part of their recommendation.
But Senator Shoup says she has other issues with the tax bill.
We're working our way through that to see if there's a point at which some of us who are really concerned might be able to sit down.
In the first half of the second regular session of the 99th General Assembly, 558 Missouri Senate and 660 Missouri House bills were introduced, with 71 bills and resolutions having passed the upper chamber and 2 House bills sent to the executive branch. With 8 weeks to go, lawmakers also have to have the fiscal year 2019 state operating budget approved and sent to the governor no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 11th. Missouri senators will return to Jefferson City on Monday, March 26th. The second regular session of the 99th General Assembly will officially end on Friday, May 18th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.